It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The statewide stay-at-home order has ended, but what the rules are now depends on where you live. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Many counties, including El Paso and Larimer, are choosing to follow the governor's schedule. Retail businesses can begin curbside pickup today and open their doors on Friday as long as they take safety precautions. Offices will be allowed to bring workers back starting next week. However, Denver and most of the surrounding area will wait longer. Jefferson, Arapahoe, and Adams start allowing curbside retail pickup today, but will otherwise stay under their own stay-home orders until at least May 8th. On the opposite end of the scale, the state has allowed some counties to lift even more restrictions. Eagle and Mesa counties have both been granted waivers, and Custer and Fremont have applied for them. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado health leaders and medical providers are worried how the state's limited supply of protective gear will hold up as the state moves to allow postponed medical care. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Last month, the governor ordered the postponement or cancellation of all non-essential medical services and elective surgeries and procedures. The goal was to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and preserve personal protective equipment. Starting Monday, the state will allow some of those procedures. Dr. David Markinson from the Colorado Medical Society urges a staged approach that takes care of more serious needs first to save protective gear like masks.
We're hearing the same thing, that private practices are still having challenges obtaining PPE.
Another concern, shortages of medications, especially sedatives used to calm patients, often during surgeries and other procedures. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Walmart in Aurora that was closed by health officials after a COVID-19 outbreak among employees has been reopened. Tri-County health officials allowed the store to reopen Sunday after it was cleaned and disinfected. One employee and one security contractor who worked at the store died after becoming infected. Officials say there are 11 other confirmed cases. The union that represents workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley says a fifth employee has died from COVID-19. CBS Denver reports the person had been with the company for 11 years. More than 120 employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. The plant reopened Friday after an 8-day closure. Officials say they will test employees and provide social distancing. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.